Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos. We're going to start at the very bottom of Tzadi Dalet Omid Aleph, and Yitzhak Hashem finish off Tzadi Dalet Omid Beis, and do Tzadi Hey in its entirety. So, an ambitious plan, let's get started. We begin at the Mishnah, the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Omid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. The Mishnah tells us, if a man has his wife going off to the Medina Sayyam, and then they tell him, now we'll see this is really talking about two witnesses, because here we can't rely for a man upon a single witness, according to the understanding that we had that a single witness is able to be relied upon because Mishum Iguna, because we don't want the woman, when a single witness comes back and says that her husband passed away, that she shouldn't be an Aguna, that we require two witnesses. But for a man, that doesn't apply. A man can have more than one wife, so he never would be in an Igun position. So therefore, we're talking here about two witnesses. So the man's wife went off to the Medina Sayyam, and the two witnesses come and tell him, Meisa Ishtacha, Nebuch, your wife passed away. So therefore, he decides to get married, but he chooses here the Nosses Achosa. He marries his wife's sister. Now, the wife's sister is the one exception we've made throughout this Masechta, that this is the only Erva, there's only one of the Arayas that doesn't apply after the person passes away. The rest of the relatives, that prohibition still applies after the person passes away. A person is not allowed to go and marry any of the other Arayas, even though the source of that Arayas, let's for example, it was his mother-in-law. So his mother-in-law, after his wife passes away, is still his mother-in-law and he can't marry her. As opposed to the wife's sister, that's the one exception to the rule, that if the Nebuch, the person's wife, passes away, he is allowed to go marry his sister. He's not allowed to go marry his wife's sister if he divorces his wife. If his wife is still alive, he can't go and marry her. So this is the exception to the rule. So here, his wife passes away, he marries her sister, but then he finds out that his wife is still alive. His wife comes back. So now, what is the status with this sister that he married? So the Mishnah continues, Muteres lach, so we turn to the Amid Beis, lo. He is permitted to go and live again with his first wife. The woman we thought passed away, even though he married her sister, that marriage didn't count. It wasn't chal, and therefore, he's allowed to go back to his first wife. And umut bekrov shnia, and in fact, he would be allowed to go marry the daughter of that sister that he had married when he thought that his wife had died, so all of her relatives aren't usa to him. The relatives of a person's wife are usa to him, so we don't consider that marriage that he had when he thought his wife was dead and he married his wife's sister, so all of her relatives, such as her daughter, Rashi says, are permitted to him. If he wishes to marry them, he'd be allowed to. Ushniya muteres mikrovim. And likewise, that sister of his wife who he thought he was married to is not halachically married to him, and therefore she can marry his relatives. If he has a son, she'd be allowed to go marry the son. Whereas, of course, if she was married to him, she wouldn't be allowed to go and marry his son. So that marriage to his wife's sister is halachically not considered a marriage. And therefore, all of the ramifications of that take effect. The imeis harishona, if in fact his first wife dies, he's still mutter bishnia. He would then be allowed to go and marry, for real, the wife's sister, because there was no isser permanently between him and her, and he could go and marry her after his wife passes away. Next case. Amrulo, the Mishnah says, Meisa Ishto, your wife died, v'nosos achosa, v'achkach Amrulo, kayemes ha'isa, however, uden Meisa. So, again, similar scenario to the first case, where he thought his wife was dead, he married her sister, then he found out that she was alive, his wife was still alive, but then he found out that she had in fact died. So now, any children that he had with the wife's sister, before his wife actually passed away, they're going to be mamzerim. Havlad rishon mamzer. But any children that he had with the wife's sister after the wife actually passed away, va'achron, those children ain't mamzer. They're not considered a mamzer. Now the Mishnah concludes with a statement from Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. Rav Yossi Omer, no, he's not allowed to go back to his wife in a situation, kol she posel ayidei acherim, posel ayidei atzmo. If, in fact, he caused somebody else via having relations. So, for example, he had relations with his wife's sister, thinking his wife was dead, but let's say she had had a husband, and they thought that her husband had died, and he only married her when he thought that his wife was dead, and he's allowed to marry his wife's sister, and she thought her husband was dead, and therefore she's now muteris. And therefore, if he has relations with her, she will, in fact, be prohibited to her husband. So since he prohibits her to her husband, so then he's also prohibited now to go back to his wife. However, if she was a pnuya, and therefore he didn't cause her to be prohibited to her husband, so then in a posalideatzel, then he wouldn't prohibit his wife himself. Now this is a somewhat complicated shita, which we'll delve into more in the Gemara on the next Amud. Now, the Gemara starts off and says, V'afo gav da'ozul ishto v'gisol b'dinas hayam, this opinion of the Tanakhama is different to Rav Yossi. And he tells us, he sets up a scenario here. You have two people, unrelated, Reuven and Shimon, and they're each married to sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon's married to Leah. What happens? Reuven's wife, Rachel, goes off L'medina Sayam with the Giso, the brother-in-law. So this is her sister's husband. And both of them are presumed to be dead. And therefore, now you have Reuven left with his wife's sister, Leah. Leah was married to this guy, Shimon, but she thinks her husband is dead. He thinks his wife is dead. And he says, well, listen, I'd like to marry you. And they get married. Dahani hani nisuim de komistera eishes giso agiso. So this marriage that he does with, he thinks he's marrying Leah, his wife's sister, it turns out that her husband is still alive, so she's now forbidden to go and live again with her husband. And he is not forbidden to go and live again with his wife. The hani hani nisuim de komistera eishes giso agiso, while it prohibits his wife's sister to go back to her husband, nevertheless, the Tanakam holds, afilu hochi eishes giso asira ishto sharya, even though he caught that his wife's sister should be forbidden to her husband, nevertheless, he is permitted to his wife. Not like Rav Yossi. But lo amrina, we don't say, like Rav Yossi said, mitoch shenaser eishes giso agiso tiyasi ishto love, since he caused her to not be able to go back to her husband, so he can't go back to his wife. That's what Rav Yossi says, but that's not what the Tanakama says. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss this more momentarily, but first it says, let us say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because the Rabbi Akiva, if our Mishnah was like Rabbi Akiva would require him to give his wife's sister a divorce. Now, if he gives his wife's sister a divorce, havila achos grushaso, so then his wife is the sister of a woman that he divorced, and therefore she would be forbidden to him. So since she's not forbidden to him, he's allowed to go back to his wife, so Rabbi Akiva obviously can't be all the Mishnah. Where do we see this din of Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya, kol ha'raisha b'Torah, all the different arais in the Torah, ain't tzuchus menu get. If a person marries a woman that is forbidden to him, the nisr of karis, to one of the arayas, so then, under normal circumstances, there's no need for get, because the marriage is never chal. One exception, the Tanakhama says, in this raisa, chutz mi eishes ish, shenisas api beisim. We had this the other day. You can either read this as an eishes ish, meaning that she was told by two witnesses that her husband died, and therefore she got married, and in this situation, the marriage is not chal when her husband comes back alive, so that's she needs a get from her husband, so people shouldn't mistakenly think that you're allowed to go out of a marriage because they'll think that she was really married, and you can't go out of the marriage without a get. And alternatively, v'shenisis alpi beisdin. That was one of the ways we determined that we explained this shita, that there was a single witness, and in that situation, she also requires a get. Or just learn it as one case. Chutz mi'eishes ish, shenisis alpi beisdin. If a woman was given permission to go marry because one aid came and said that her husband had passed away, so then in this situation, she would require a get. Even though it's one of the arayas, nevertheless, she would require a get. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, in addition to that, I agree with that, Rabbi Akiva, Mosef, he says, af eishes och, if a person were to go and mistakenly marry, or think he was allowed to marry, his brother's wife, and it's not b'mokum mitzvah, and vachos isha, and likewise his wife's sister, when he thought that his wife was passed away, and he married her, in these situations, Rabbi Akiva also said that you require a get. So therefore, in our Mishnah, he would have had to have given a get to his wife's sister, and as a result, he would have been achos grushaso, he wouldn't be allowed to return to his wife. V'kiva domar v'kiva, boy, a get, mimela istra alei, his wife would be forbidden to him as achos grushaso. The havilah achos grushaso. So obviously, our Mishnah cannot be according with Rabbi Akiva. Mor says that's not correct, because we could re-explain Rabbi Akiva in the following manner. V'lavit maralah, we could have Rabbi Akiva be the author of our Mishnah because Rabbi Akiva's statement was only made under certain circumstances. When did Rabbi Akiva say that you need to give a get? He said it was to Eishes Ach and Achos Ishto. So under what circumstances is that? So Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav Chiya, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, he said it's on the following situation. Hay Eishes Ach, Hechi Domi, what are we talking about? Kegon Shekidesh Ochiv Eso Isha, his brother married a woman, but only Kiddushin, only the first stage of marriage. And then the brother went off Halach L'Medina Sayam. Now, he heard that his brother died, and he wants to do Yibam with his brother's wife. They obviously didn't have children. It was only Kiddushin. And he goes and marries his brother's wife. Now, his brother's found out to be alive. So in this situation, Rabbi Akiva says you need a get. The man who mistakenly thought he was taking his brother's wife in Yibam, but his brother was alive, so that person has to give a get to this woman. Why? Because the Amri Inshi, because people are going to say, this situation, that the first Kiddushin wasn't the valid Kiddushin. It must have been some sort of a Tanai. Hach kamor tenor havalebi Kiddushin. That the brother who married her, only Kiddushin, it wasn't a real Kiddushin. It must have been a Tanai. And therefore, when the other person married her, the brother married her now, because he thought his brother was dead, by Shapir Nosir, it was a legitimate marriage. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, in that situation, when there was Kiddushin, and there was a potential that the Kiddushin was given out of Tanai, and therefore people really think that that wasn't the valid Kiddushin, and therefore, when the brother who thought that his brother had passed away went and married the woman, they have to give a real get. I hope I'm clear with saying the brother. So again, we're dealing over here with two brothers. The first brother married her, but only first stage of marriage, and then the second brother did Yibum with her. So in this situation, one might have thought, Bahai Shapir Nosir, that the second marriage was a real legitimate marriage, because the first one was out tonight. And therefore, in that situation, Rabbi Akiva requires a get. And similarly, by Achos Isha Nami, also in the case where he married Achos Ishto. He thought his wife had passed away, and he married Achos Ishto. So Hechidom, what's that case? Kegon Shekidesh Es Isha V'Hochel Dinosayam. A man married a woman, right? Reuven marries Rachel. Kegon Shekidesh Es Isha, and then Rachel goes off, Dinosayam. V'Shama Shemesa, and Reuven hears that his wife had passed away, and V'Oma Dinosu Es Achosa, and he went and married his wife's, his dead wife, or I think is his dead wife, Rachel. He marries her sister. And then she returns. So in this situation, Rabbi Akiva also requires that a get be given because he only did the first stage of marriage. He was Kidesh Es Isha. He never consummated the marriage. So people are going to say, the Amri Yinshe, Ha Kamaisa, Tanai Havala B'Kiddusha. They all are going to say that there must have been some sort of a Tanai over here, and therefore the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, and he never really married Rachel. Some of the Gears instead of B'Kiddusha, B'Kiddushin. In any event, he didn't marry Rachel, and therefore that's why he's able to go and marry Leah. But in fact, he did marry Rachel, and when he leaves Leah, because Rachel is still alive, people are going to say that you can leave a marriage without a get. Because they're going to say that the first marriage wasn't a real marriage, the second marriage was a real marriage, and he just left her, so you don't need a get. So therefore, in these two situations of Achos Isha and Eshes Ach, therefore, in these situations with only was Kiddushin, that's where Rabbi Akiva says you need a get. But Ella Nisuin, in a case where there was a full-fledged marriage, nobody's going to think that anybody makes a full-fledged marriage with a Tanai. Because if you do that, then every one of the Be'ilos that you had, every time you had relations with her, you're retroactively turning into a Be'ilos Znus. And nobody would do that. So therefore, Ella Nisuin, Mikla Memar, Tanai Havala B'Nisuin. Nobody's going to say that there's a Tanai in the Nisuin. And therefore, it is definitely not going to need a get, according to Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva could be the author of our Mishnah. However, the Gemara says there's another problem with Rabbi Akiva. Only Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to tell me that the Tana of Mishnah could be Rabbi Akiva, so then why did he only list the case that he listed of Achos Ishto, listing Nami Chamoso? He should have said, also, it could have been a case with your mother-in-law. The person's wife went off to Midas Hayam, his wife died, and he married his mother-in-law. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, because the Hashemina Leila Rabbi Akiva, the Omar Chamosol Yachabisa La Bisreifa, because Rabbi Akiva actually holds that not only is Achos Ishto the exception to the rule that after the person's wife passes away, he's allowed to marry what previously was in one of the arayas to him, his wife's sister, but he says also the same thing applies if the wife passes away, Rachmana Litzlan, so then the mother-in-law is permitted. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Where do we see this? The Tanya. Because it says in a Braisa. Ba'esh Yisrafu Oso V'eshen. The whole pasuk tells us, V'isha she'yikachas isha V'eshima. The man takes a wife, and then he takes her mother as well. In other words, he has relations with his wife and with his mother-in-law, her mother. Zimahi. This is a terrible thing. This is Zima. This is infidelity. And Zimahi, Ba'esh Yisrafu Oso V'eshen. Both of them burn. Now, what does it mean, both of them burn? So you shouldn't have the Zima. What does it mean, both of them burn? It can't be that the wife is killed because Nebuchadnezzar, her husband, had relations with her mother. That can't be. So you can't understand this when it says, Oso V'eshen, that it means that you kill the wife and the mother-in-law. The wife didn't do anything. So therefore, in this situation, it means, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Oso V'eshachas V'hen. It means whichever one he had the relations with after the marriage. If he first married his wife, so then his mother-in-law, it's forbidden to him. And if he has relations with her, so then he and the mother-in-law will be chayiv misa. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Akiva darshins it differently. Rabbi Akiva omer, Oso V'eshtein. He says, her and both of them. What does it mean, both of them? So we'll see in a moment. With two opinions, Abai and Rava. So now let's understand this. What does Rabbi Akiva mean? Bishlom Abai, according to Abai, who says, the Omer Mashmos Darshan Ikabinayu. The only difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is how he darshan. They both say that only the mother-in-law is killed if he first married his wife, and then he had relations with Rahman al-Islam with his wife's mother, his mother-in-law. So then, in that situation, the mother-in-law and, of course, the adulterer are both killed. And they both agree that if he were to have relations with his grandmother-in-law, his wife's grandmother, the mother's mother, so then also that's a prohibited relationship and they would get sreifa. So they both agree to that. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva both agree to that. And the only difference is, how do you actually darshan that? Rabbi Shmuel darshans it out over here that it just tells us over here, Osov Yesen, it means the mother-in-law. One of the two. That's what it means. And Rabbi Akiva Savar Tartiksev, it means over here the mother of his wife as well as the grandmother of his wife, his mother-in-law's mother also. So Rabbi Akiva, they just darshan differently. Rabbi Shmuel agrees to that drasha, but he has a different source for it. So they both say the same thing, that if you have relations with your wife's mother or grandmother, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva say that you'd be chayiv sreifa, both the mother-in-law or the grandmother-in-law, and the adulterer, the husband, would in fact be chayiv sreifa. They just darshan it out differently. So according to Abaye, there's no steer over here. No problem. Shapir, everything's good. El Rava, according to Rava, the Omer Chamos Lachamisa Ikubinayu. According to Rava, he says that Rabbi Akiva holds this shita that we just suggested. That Rabbi Akiva actually holds that after his wife passes away, the mother-in-law is permitted. That's what it means. Oso v'eshen. It means as long as both of them are alive, then this iser sreifa applies. But if his wife were to pass away, then the prohibition against the mother-in-law goes away. So then, listening nami chamoso. So then, why didn't Rabbi Akiva, if he's the author of our Mishnah, say in addition to achos ishto, he could have said chamoso? That's the question. So Mor gives a very obvious teretz, Amalei. So Rav Kana says back to Rav Ashi, granted, Nihi, the Miata Kroa Misrefa, even according to Rav's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, that the mother-in-law is not an Isser of Srefa after the wife passes away, nevertheless, certainly Aser, Misura, Miata Kroa, does the pasuk say that it's not Aser? So obviously Rabbi Akiva didn't list it because it may not be Srefa, but it's still Aser, and that's why Rabbi Akiva could be the author of a Mishnah. And the reason why he didn't say mother-in-law is because it's also to have relations with the mother-in-law after the wife passes away, even though it may not be straight for, according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara continues and says, why don't we say, in our Mishnah's case, where the man went, he thought his wife passed away in the Medina Sayyam, and he married his wife's sister, so why don't we say that he should be forbidden to go and return to his first wife? The wife that he thought was dead, he's allowed to go back to her. Why is that? Why don't we say that he's also turned to his wife? Similarly, just like if a woman whose husband went off to Midin Sayyam and she was told that her husband had passed away and she had relations with somebody, so then she's forbidden to go back to her husband. So why don't we say over here that the husband is forbidden to go back to his wife if he has relations with her sister? So Gemara says, lo dami, because the two aren't comparable. Why not? Ishto, his wife, if Rachmana Litzlan, a woman commits adultery, the b'meizid asir b'deraisa, that's an issa deraisa b'meizid, so therefore, b'shoge gazu b'rabbanan. Therefore, the rabbi said, even if it was done unintentionally, we're going to ask her to her husband. So if she did it b'meizid, she asked her to her husband, so the rabbis made a gzera that even if she did it b'shoge, she's going to be asked to her husband in this situation where she relied upon a single witness to tell her that she, her husband had passed away. She wasn't daika enough, and therefore, midi rabbanan, they said she's also to go back to her husband. We turn to Tzabi Hedem and Aleph. However, achos isha, in this situation, the mezid lo asir b'deraisa. If a person were to intentionally have relations with his wife's sister, that doesn't prohibit him from staying married to his wife. A terrible thing he did, but he's not forbidden to his wife. So therefore, b'shogi lo gazu rabbanan. So therefore, if it was done accidentally, the rabbi certainly didn't make such a gzera, because even the mezid deraisa, it's not also to his wife. Okay. How do we know? Minolam the losir. How do we know that he's not forbidden midaraisa to return to his wife if Rachman al-San he had relations with her sister? The Tanya, because this is based upon the darshaning of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'shachad ish osa shichva zera." If a woman had relations with a man while she was married, "V'shachad ish osa." The Tanya osa. Osa shechivasa osarta. So then, this woman is prohibited. However, vein shechivasa chosa osarta. But if the husband had relations with her sister, that wouldn't prohibit her from going back to her husband. In other words, the fact that he had relations with his sister doesn't aser the wife to her husband, and that's based upon this miyud over here. Osa. Then in the situation where the woman commits adultery, so she's also to her husband, but not in a case where the man had relations with his wife's sister, the wife remains permitted to her husband in that situation. Why do I need the pasuk? Because Shiyachol Valodinu. I might have thought a Kavachomer as follows. Now this Kavachomer we spend a lot of time the rest of the shir on, so let's get it right the first time, and hopefully we won't have to repeat it each time. Uma b'makom shibal iser kal nesara oser. Makom shibal iser chomer enodin she nesara oser. Now, what does that mean? So we're going to have a funny utilization over here, the word Isserkal. Isserkal is talking about a married woman who commits adultery. That's called an Isserkal over here. Why is it called an Isserkal? Because the Gemara is ultimately going to say that if the husband divorces his wife, that Isser of adultery goes away. As opposed to the Isser Vachos Ishto. If the husband divorces his wife, he still is forbidden to go and have relations with his wife's sister. He can't marry his wife's sister. So therefore, a regular marriage is called an Isser Kal in respect over here to the Isser with a wife's sister, which remains even after the marriage has been dissolved through a divorce, for example. Okay, so therefore, Uma b'mokum shibol Isser Kal, in a situation where a man never commits adultery with a woman, and Nasar Oser, so therefore she's now prohibited to her husband. So I would have said certainly then Kal v'chomer, Malkum Shabal Isser Chomer, if a man were to have relations with his wife's sister, then certainly Eino Din Shenasar Oser. So certainly he should be forbidden to go back and live with his wife. That's the Kal v'chomer, and that's why we need the Pasuk Oser to tell us that that's not true. Now, the Gemara is going to have now a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi that will analyze this further. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanah Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo nechluku beishamai beisilo. There's a machlokas that we're now bring down between beishamai and beisilo. They only had the machlokas bebo'al chamoso, sheposel is ishto. That if a man has relations with his mother-in-law, Rechmona Litzlan, so then he's no longer permitted to go and live with his wife, sheposel is ishto. That there's no machlokas on. According to Rabbi Yehuda, both beishamai and beisilo agree to that. Amen nechluku. There's a machlokas between beishamai and beisilo. It's only bebo'al achos ishto. They only have the machlokas if you have relations with your wife's sister. In that situation, beishamai omrim posel. Beishamai holds that you, in fact, are not allowed to go back and live with your wife. Whereas ubeisilo omrim lo posel. Beisilo says, no, you are allowed to go back and live with your wife. Even though you had relations with the sister, you are allowed to go back and live with your wife. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The machlokas is not with chamoso. They all agree with chamoso that that posel is ishto. And the machlokas is only with achos ishto. Beishamai says posel. Beisilo says not posel. Amar Rabbi Yossi disagrees. The Tanna Rabbi Yossi says, lo nechluku beishamai beisilo, bevala achos ishto, shelo posel is ishto. No, they both agree that if you have relations with your wife's sister, that doesn't possel you from going back to live with your wife. Lo posel ishto. Both beishamai and beisilo agree to that. Indeed, the only place they have the machlokas, amar nechluku, they only have a machlokas of Bival Chamosu in the situation where Rechmon Lassan, he had relations with his mother-in-law. In that situation, Rishami Rim Posel, Beisilo Mim Lo Posel. In that situation, Rishami says that you can't go back to your wife. And Beisilo says, no, even in that situation, you go back to your wife. Now, what's the understanding of this machlokas? Lefisha Betchilo, according to Rav Yossi, when they got married, Hu Mutter B'chol Anoshim Olam, until they got married, he was permitted to all the women in the world. And Vihimu Teres B'chol Anoshim Olam, and she's permitted to any man in the world, obviously other than their relatives. Kitcha, when the man marries the woman, she is now forbidden to every single other man in the world. Who osra via sireto. Each of them is asking the other to a certain extent. But he asks her, Meruba Isser Shasora, me Isser Shasora to Sasarasu. He prohibits her to many more people than she prohibits him. Because Shehu Asora Bechol Anoshim Sholom. She is now forbidden to every single man in the world. She's only allowed to be with her husband. As opposed to him, technically, Minadin, never recommended, but Minadin, he's allowed to have more than one wife. So she doesn't prohibit him to all the other women in the world, but she only prohibits him to her relatives. So therefore, he prohibits her to many more people than she prohibits him. Now, therefore, it should be the following Kal v'chomer, Rav Yossi says. Follow Dinu. Umahu sha'asora b'chol anoshim sheba'olam. Since he goes and prohibits her to all the men in the world, and if she were to even inadvertently go and commit adultery, if she were to go and, Rechmon Litzlan, have relations with somebody that's prohibited to her, she doesn't become prohibited to her husband, because it was b'shogeg. And as long as the husband's not a kohen, she doesn't become prohibited to her kohen. So certainly, since she only made him forbidden to her relatives, certainly, if he were to have relations with somebody that he wasn't permitted to have relations with, but it was b'shogeg, so he certainly could go back to his wife. So therefore, Rav Yossi says, this is if you did it by accident. So therefore, that's why Rav Yossi says that both Beishamai and Beisilo say that the man, if he had relations with his wife's sister, would still be permitted to his wife. So that's Bishogi we just proved. How do we know that this is B'mezid as well? B'mezid minayin. Ah, that's what we need the Pasuk. Tamil Omar, Osa. V'shachav ish Osa. That's a miyut. Her, Osa, shchivasa osarta. If a married woman has intentionally committed adultery, so then she's also to her husband. As opposed to, however, if the man had relations with his wife's sister, vein shchiva achosa osarta, that doesn't prohibit her the wife isn't prohibited because of the fact that her husband Nebuch did a terrible thing and had relations with her sister. Nevertheless, she's still permitted to her husband if she wishes to stay with him. Now, that's Rav Yossi's understanding of the machlokas. What's the understanding of Rav Yehuda? Again, Rav Yehuda had said that the machlokas is not by chamoso, but the machlokas is by achos ishto. And Beishami says posel, and Bishil says not posel. What's Rav Yehuda's understanding? My time to Rav Yehuda. The time of Rav Yehuda, what's his understanding? That's it. Because the pasuk says, but eish yisrafu oso v'yesem. The pasuk that we just wrote down early in the share. So that pasuk says that they both get sreifa. V'chi chol abayis kula b'sreifa. What, everybody is killed? What did the poor wife do? She didn't do anything. So ain't no in the sreifa. So obviously it's not to tell us that the wife gets sreifa. So what is it to teach us? Teneu le'inyan le'isura. It's to tell her that yes, well, she doesn't get sreifa, but she's no longer able to go and stay with her husband. If Rachmana Lutzlan, her husband, had relations with her mother, in other words, the husband had relations with his mother-in-law, then she's prohibited now to go back to her husband. So how do we paskin over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? So I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, the Amor Rabbi Yehuda said, name of Shmuel, I'm a Shmuel. Ain halachic Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And in fact, Ma'aseh Shaya, how do Avad Yisur b'chamasi, Rechmanu Litzlan, a man once committed adultery with his mother-in-law, and Asya Rabbi Yehuda Nagde, Rabbi Yehuda just gave him, the Amor Rabbi Yehuda just gave him lashes. He didn't forbid them to each other. He didn't forbid the wife to stay with her husband. Amalah, Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda said to this man, it's a good thing that we heard from Shmuel that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. I would have forbidden you asrisa aloch isura de olam. I would have prevented you to go back to your wife. So here we're just giving you malchus over here. Obviously there weren't edim, there weren't any beisdin that could give capital punishment at this point in time. So they gave him malchus the rabbanon. And in this situation, so we allow him to go back and live with his wife. Again, if the wife wishes to take him back, so then he's allowed to go live with his wife, even though he had relations with his mother-in-law. Because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda the Tana would have said, no, he's not allowed to go back and live with his wife in this situation. Now the Gemara says, let's go and analyze that Kal B'chomer that we brought down before from the Issur Kal to the Issur Chomer. What is the Issur Kal? Now we already said what the Issur Kal was. It's an adulterous relationship compared to a relationship with Achos Ishto. So the Gemara is now going to go through a series of potential answers to that question, what the Issur Kal is, before we get to the ultimate conclusion, which we already told you. My Issur Kal, what exactly is this Issur Kal? Omer Rechisa, Rechisa says, Machzi Grushoso Mishinises. You know what's the Issur Kal? It's a man who takes back his wife after she had gone and married somebody else. That's an Issur, Machzi Grushoso Mishinises. So, the Gemara says, what is this Issur Kal here? Ba Aleo Hai. So, the person who was the second husband, right, of this woman, she married the first husband, he divorced her. She married the second husband. We'll call him husband number two. So, Baal Ahai, as soon as husband number two has relations with her after they're married, so then she's now forbidden, Asra Alei Dahai. She's now forbidden to husband number one because she's no longer able to go back to husband number one. Then, when husband number one takes her back after husband number two divorces her, so Baal Edoch, now she remarries, she's Machzi Grushasu Mishinises, she remarries husband number one, that in turn, Asra Alei Dahai. That goes and makes her now forbidden to husband number two. So, this is the Issur Kal that we talked about in the Kal V'chomer we had a few minutes ago. Now, Mor says that's incorrect. This isn't the Issur Kal. Why? Malamachzi Grushoso Mishinises, in this situation, there are a couple of things that are different between this and having relations with Achos Ishto. Number one, Shekei Nidma Guf. This woman was the one that did the Issur. She remarried her first husband, and that was something she did with her Guf. So therefore, she was, so to say, Nitma. V'isur Baro. And this Issur could have applied to any man. She could have married any man as her second husband, and then she'd be forbidden to go back to her first husband. And V'isur Issur Olam. This is a forever Issur. No matter even if her second husband dies, she's still not like to be Machzi Grushaso to her first husband. As opposed to Achos Ishto has none of these factors. So therefore, it's not a good Kal V'chomer, because actually the Kal is more Chomer than what we said was the Chomer. So therefore, El Omer Rish Lakish, we're dealing here over here with the Yavama. This Issur Kal was the Yavama. What exactly is this case? Yavama Man. What are we talking about? Ilei Meliacher, then in fact, that this woman was a Shomeres Yavam, and she had relations with somebody outside, a person from the Shuk, and Uchid Rav Amnuna, and this goes in accord with Rav Amnuna's opinion, which we learned previously. Dama Rav Amnuna, Shomeres Yavam, she's in Sasru Yavama. Then if she does, in fact, have relations with somebody else, so then she's then forbidden to her Yavam, and she's only allowed to get Chalitza. So we say again, this is different. This is not an Issur Kal. This is actually more Chabra than the Issur of Achos Ishto. Why? Because Mali Yavama, she came in Mabagot. Again, here, she's the one that did something, as opposed to the Achos Ishto, She was the one that sinned, but not the wife. So why should the wife be prohibited? The Isura Barov. And here again, there could be any person in the world that she had relations with that would forbid her to her Yavam. So again, this can't be the Isur Kal compared to the Isur Chomer of Achos Ishto. So Gemara says, okay, El Yavam L'Achet. We must be talking about that she in fact had relations with one of the other brothers. So she was taken in Maimer by the first brother, and then she had relations with one of the other brothers. So again, the Gemara says, Avuba Maimer, hi. What are we talking about here? She had Maimer, let's say with Reuven passed away, she had Maimer with Shimon, and then Asura laid the high, and then then another brother had relations with her. So this is the situation where Asra Alei Dahai. So she's now forbidden to the first Yavam because she had relations with the other brother. And he, the first brother had done Maimer to her. So therefore, that's the Isser Kal that we're talking about. And it's Kal compared to the Achos Ishto. Now, where it says that can't be because my ear Yeshua Losheni, we didn't have to say that the second one, the second brother, had relations with her. It would even be applicable even Afilu Avod Banami Maimer. If the second brother even just did Maimer with her, that would forbid it to the first brother. So you don't have to say that some Isser occurred over here. You just say that he did Maimer with her, so that prevents, the second Maimer prevents the first Maimer from getting off the ground. Are you going to tell me, Holo Kasha, we hold like Rabbi Gamliel, Damar Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, that the second Maimer is absolutely worthless? So even according to that, El Afilu Nasan Laget, so the second brother gave her Get, that certainly is Chal after Maimer. Afilu Chosla, the second brother gave Chalitz after the first brother gave Maimer, that certainly would take effect. So you don't have to say anything that was Usser over here. So it doesn't have to be Bia. So therefore, this isn't the Isser Kal that we're talking about. So the Reish Lakish is not correct. El Omer of Yochanan, we're dealing here with a Sota. So go again and says, Sota Laman. What type of Sota are we talking about? Ilam Labal, if you're talking about the man had relations with his wife while he's going to bring her to be drink the May Marim. So Baal El Baal, is that what we're talking about? So then Astra Alei the Baal. So that now is going to forbid her to go and ever be with the one who she's suspected of committing adultery with. Let's say her husband dies, she normally would be allowed to go to that bowl because she drank the Mayim Hamarim and she was found to be clean, and therefore she didn't commit adultery. But now, since she's not allowed to drink the Mayim Hamarim, so then she's never going to be forbidden, permitted to the bowl. She's going to be always forbidden to the bowl. So, my Irya Baalel, again, why does it have to tell us in the case with Baalel? I feel lost in Laget. He doesn't have to have had relations with her. He could always forbid her to the Boel by just giving her a get or saying, I don't want to give her a drink. I love her and I know she's going to die and I don't want to give her a drink. So in that situation, she's still forbidden to the Boel. So again, you don't say this is an Issachar because the Lav Dafka was an Isser over here. So it must be talking about Ella Sota Leboel. We're actually talking here about a woman who actually committed adultery. Here, the Sota is a woman who committed adultery. So she's going to be always Usher to the one that she committed adultery with. That's the Issachar. So one says, Hi Yisr Kalu? Yisr Chomru. How can you say that committing adultery is an Yisr Kal? Again, we've already answered this, but now we're asking this obvious question. How can you say that it's an Yisr Kal? It's an Yisr Chomru of Eish Asish. So we turn to Sadi Hei Amud Beis. Mar says, Ela Amar Rava. Rava tells us, Eish Asish, V'chein Kiyosu Rava, and Amar Yochanan, Eish Asish. Yes, this is the Eish Asish. This is the Sota. She is considered an Yisr Kal. The gifts that we have is my, it should be amai, the amai, why, kori lo isra kal, why is this called an isra kal? So we already explained before, shena osra, osra kol yoma, because this man is not going to be forever forbidding her to be in a relationship with anybody else. If he divorces her, so then she's permitted to all the other men in the world. Therefore, this is an isra kal compared to achos ishto, where even if he divorces his wife, he's still prohibited to her sister. It's an isra ola. Okay. And we have a Bryce that supports this as well. Tani Nami Yochi, Abachana no Mamishum Riel Ozer. Abachana says the name of Riel Ozer, Ashes Ish, a married woman, is the Issachar that we're talking about. Why? Uma b'makom habal Issachar, in a situation where Nebuch, this woman committed adultery, Shena Osra, Osra Koyomov, in this situation, the one who is preventing her now from returning to her husband, the fact that she was married, so the husband is preventing her from living back with her because she committed adultery, because she had a husband, nevertheless, that wouldn't be a permanent isser, because if he divorced her, she would not be prohibited to another man. She would be allowed to marry another man. Shaina Osra, Osra Koyomov, it's only while they're married that he asks her. Nevertheless, Neser Oser, nevertheless, she is now forbidden to go back to her husband if she committed adultery. So Habal Isser Chomer, so in the situation where the husband had relations with his wife's sister, which is now we're calling Isser Chomer, because Sha Osra, Osra Koyomov, because he is forbidden to her for the entire lifetime of his wife, whether he's married to her or even if he divorces her. So certainly, Enodin Shenesar Osra, so certainly then we should say that the wife is prohibited to her husband. That's the Kal V'chomer that we would have had, and we finally get back to the Pasuk. Tamalomer, we have the Pasuk, Osa, Only if she commits adultery is she also to her husband. But if her husband committed adultery with her sister, so then she is not prohibited to her husband, again, if she wishes to go back to him. Very complicated sugya, but hopefully we got through it. Now we quote the Mishnah, Rav Yossi Omer, Kol Shepos V'chule. We had brought down that the Tanakhama disagrees with Rav Yossi, and Rav Yossi says, in a situation where he prohibits her to her husband, then he would be prohibited to his wife. But in a situation where he didn't prohibit her to her husband, so then he would be still permitted to his wife. Rav Yossi disagrees with the Tanakhama. So what exactly is Rav Yossi saying? I already said it out, but we'll see it inside now. My comma, Rav Yossi. What's Rav Yossi saying? Ilemo de karma Tanakhama. If you're telling me the Tanakhama says, the ozul ishto v'gisulim dinan sayam. Again, you have two unrelated people, Reuven and Shimon. They marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven marries Rachel, Shimon marries Leah. Now, Rachel, the wife of Reuven, goes off to the dinan sayam with her sister's husband, Shimon. Okay? They both go off to the dinan sayam, and both Reuven and the wife of Shimon, Leah, who stayed behind, are told that their respective spouses died. Reuven's wife, Rachel, he was told that she died, and Leah was told that her husband died as well. And therefore, Reuven says to Leah, no, now I'm allowed to marry you. You're my wife's sister, but my wife is dead, so I'm allowed to marry you. And they go get married. So now, it turns out that Reuven's wife and Leah's husband are both alive. So in this situation, Eishes Giso Asira, in this situation, Leah cannot return to her husband Shimon, the brother-in-law of Reuven. She's not allowed to go and return to Eishes Giso. She's Asura to him. However, the Ishto Shaya, but Reuven is allowed to go back to his wife, Rachel. And on this, the Karmelei Rav Yossi disagreed with the Tanakhama, and he says, no, if his wife is permitted, then we should say that the brother-in-law's wife should also be permitted. Shimon should be allowed to go return to Leah. Just like you, Reuven, can return to Rachel, so Shimon should be allowed to return to Leah. Now, why is that not the case? Because in this situation, Ihachi, if that were true, instead of Rav Yossi saying in the Mishnah, Ihachi, kol she'ein posel al-yidei acherim, ein posel al-yidei atzo, instead of using the lashon that anybody who was not posel al-yidei acherim via somebody else, then ein posel al-yidei atzo, you know what the language should have said? Kol she'ein posel al-yidei atzo, himself, ein posel al-yidei acherim yibayleh. That's what it should have said. So that can't be the understanding. Ve'ela, so what must be the understanding? It's as we had said, ki hechi de'eshes gizu asira, Rav Yossi is saying, just like Shimon is forbidden to go back to Leah, so to you, Ishto Nam Yasira, Reuven, you can't go back to Rachel. So where it says, no. Hotenach kol sheposel. That works out for the first part, where he, in fact, caused Leah to not be able to go back to Shimon because he married her, so she's not an adulteress, so too, he can't go back to his wife, Rachel. That's great for the first part. Hotenach kol sheposel. But Kosha ain't a posel. My vidite, what do you do in the second part where he's not posel? What would you have a case where he's not posel that it would apply that he is not posel to his wife? So Amar Ravami. Ravami says, Aresha. That's going on the beginning of the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah that we talked about previously, Nisis Alpi Beis Din. If the woman relied upon Beis Din, meaning there was one witness that said that her husband died, so Beis Din, so to say, gives her permission in that situation to trust the one witness, because Daika, she's going to check it out, and only then Minsuva, so then, in that situation where the husband is alive, and she relied upon the single witness, Teitzei, Upturim in a carbon. We said in that situation, she's not allowed to go back to her husband, but we don't consider having to bring a carbon chatas because she went out with the permission, so to say, of Beis Din, so therefore she relied upon Beis Din's Zorah, and therefore she does bring Korban Chatas. However, it was Alpi Adim, if there were two witnesses that came and she didn't rely upon Beis Din, she relied upon the fact that there were two witnesses, so then she still has to go leave, according to this opinion. Tetzi, she's not allowed to go back to her first husband. However, in that situation, Chayev is Korban, Bekorban. She would be required to bring Korban Chatas, because in this situation, we say, Yofa Kochosh Beis Din, Shapoch Min a Korban. The strength of Beis Din permitting her, that prevents her from having to bring a Korban, as opposed to the case of the two witnesses, where she's a regular Shogegas, and she is chayav a karbon chatas. So it's this part of the Mishnah that's kosher ain't a posel, and it's the second part of the Mishnah where it's kosher posel. That's how Rav Ami understands this. The Karmar Tanakhama, now let's understand this fully by going back to it. The Karmar Tanakhama comment says, lo shna pi edim, it doesn't make any difference. In our case of Reuven and Shimon marry the two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and Rachel and Shimon go off Limedina Sayam, and they were told that they were dead, whether it was Lo Shna Pi Edim, whether it was two witnesses that said this, And that's why Leah married Reuven. And in that situation, the Eishes Gisa Shaya, since she committed adultery unintentionally, we go like the opinion that says if there are two witnesses, she is permitted back to her first husband. The Eishes Gisa Shaya, Leah would be allowed to remarry Shimon in that situation, stay married to Shimon in that situation. And Lo Shnot doesn't make a difference how he based it. Or if it was only one witness, when the Eishes Gisa Asira, when she in fact then would not be allowed, the Knas takes effect then, that she wasn't Daika before she was Minsava, and therefore, in that situation, she's forbidden to her husband, regardless of whether it was two witnesses or one witnesses, the Tana Kama holds that in both of these scenarios, Reuven would still be allowed to go back and stay married with his wife Rachel, even though he had relations with her sister. That's the Tana Kama's view. And what does Rav Yossi say? Bekomali Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi responds to that and says as follows, I'll be based in, if they got married based upon only one witness, the posel ayidei acherim. In this situation, so the sister is forbidden, Leah is forbidden to go back to Shimon, so then posel ayidei atzo, then he's forbidden to go back to his wife, Rachel. But it was al pi eidim, it was based upon two witnesses, where in that situation, they don't posel ayidei acherim, that in that situation, Leah is allowed to stay remarried with Shimon, so then in that situation, ain't no posel ayidei atzo, then he too is allowed to stay with Rachel. That's the way Rav Ami understands this. That's explanation number one. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha disagrees. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Liolam HaSeifa, that it's both going on the Seifa over here. Rav Yossi's ruling is going on the Seifa. We delete the words in parentheses, and we say as follows. Ha de azle arusaso v'giso. When we're dealing here with a situation where Shimon had only married Leah the first stage of marriage, she was his arusa, and he then went off to Medina Sayam, and he left behind the Arusa Leah, and Reuven was married fully to Rachel, and she went off to Medina Sayam, and they heard that both of them were dead. In that situation, we'll have a different din than in the situation where Shimon had fully married Leah before he went off to Medina Sayam. What exactly is this difference? Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha explains as follows. The Karma Tanakama, the Tanakama says, Lo Shna Ishto V'Giso, Lo Shna Rusos V'Giso. It makes no difference whether there was a full-fledged marriage, an Ishto relationship between Shimon and Leah, or whether there was only a first stage of marriage relationship, a Kiddushin, or Erisin, between Shimon and Leah. Eishas Giso Asira. In both situations, when her husband returns alive, so Nebuch, she's in a sad situation, she can't go back to her husband. Leah is not allowed to go and stay married to her husband, Shimon, whether they were only the first stage of marriage or whether they were the second stage of marriage. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. And what does Rav Yitzchak Nafcha say? Rav Yossi answers to that. Rav Yossi says to the Tanakhama, no, Ishto v'giso, if they were fully married, the lek l'meimah t'noa havelei b'nisum, and nobody's going to mistakenly say that there was a t'nai in the nisum, as we said, with the fully married woman, nobody makes a tanai to say that if this tanai isn't fulfilled, then retroactively we weren't married and all of our bi'ilos were bi'ilos in us. So therefore, the eino posal yidei acher, and therefore eino posal yidei atzo. He didn't cause anybody else to become no good. He didn't posal anybody else. So therefore, he's not posal himself. However, when it was arusos of v'giso, in this situation, when Shimon was only the first stage of marriage to Leah, the ikal ameimar tenoa havelei b'kedushin. Then we have to be concerned that there's a tenai in the kedushin, because sometimes people would make a tenai in the kedushin. Upos al yedei acherim, so al pos al yatzvo. In this situation, since there is a tenai here, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says the understanding is not because of daika or minzva. The whole concern is that people will say that the marriage wasn't the real marriage, and therefore the second kedushin was the real kedushin, and therefore, when he leaves that without having a divorce, people are going to say that you're allowed to leave a marriage without a divorce. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's understanding of the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. How do we paskin? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. We paskin over here like Rabbi Yossi and not like the Tanakhama. Now, Gemara says, maskev lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi asks, umi Amar Shmuel hachi? Did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel really say this, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? V'itma, we learned in regards to a Yavama, Rav Amar, Rav said, Harei keishas ish, Ushmuel Amar, eino keishas ish. This woman who's waiting to be undertaken in Yibam, so Rav says, her halachic status to her Yavam is like she's a married woman, and Shmuel says she's not like a married woman. What does that mean? V'yam Rav Huna, kegon shekidish ochev es ha'isha. We have a situation where a man had the first stage of marriage with a woman, okay? And then, v'holach lo medina sayam, and then he goes to the medina sayam, and v'shama shemeis ochev, the brother, Reuven, went off to the Medina Sayam. He had done the first stage of marriage with Rachel. And, in fact, now Shimon, the brother, thinks that Reuven died, the Omar v'nosas ishto, and he went to did Yibum with his brother's wife. In that situation, the Rav Amar, harehi keishasis. So this is considered like she was a married woman. So when Shimon had relations with his Yavama, when the first husband returned, when Reuven returns, so this was like an eishasish, basruli yavam. And now she can't go to the first husband, right? He's now considered the yavam of the second husband. Ushmul Amar, eino keishasish. Shmuel says, no, not considered. There was nothing here. This marriage, this Yibam, was nothing. And therefore, Vishayile, she's allowed to go back to her first husband because this was all done Bishoge, and he's not a Kohen, so she can go back to her first husband. So therefore, how can you tell me, the Shmuel says, we're concerned over here for the possibility that somebody will say that this was a conditional marriage through Kiddushin. Here you see clearly the Shmuel doesn't hold like that. So we'll have several terutzim to this. Amalei Abai, Abai gives the first terutz. Abai says to Rav Yosef, "Umimai dechiyomar Shmuel halach Rav Yosi." That which Shmuel said that the halach is like Rav Yosi, it's only of a problem if you say that he holds like Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Then he seems to be saying that in one place we're concerned about this conditional marriage, in the other place we're not. So Adi Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Kamar, who says he holds like that? Dilma Adi Rav Ami Kamar, maybe he holds like Rav Ami, and it has nothing to do with this concern about a tonight on the Kiddushin, and therefore there is no stira over here between Shmuel's statement that we pass like Rav Yossi and Shmuel's statement over here that she's not considered as a Ashes Ish when she's a Yavama. And even if you want to say Vinami Adar Yitzhak Nafcha, if you want to say Ozak Rav Yitzhak Nafcha, Mimaida Posel, who says that this is going to be Posel? That if you're Posel somebody else, then you're Posel yourself. Who says that that's what he's talking about? We turn to Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph. The Dilma Aino Posel. Who said that Shmuel is posketing like Rav Yossi in regards to the Posel part of his statement? Maybe he's only posketing like Rav Yossi in regards to the Aino Posel. If you're not Posel, the woman, so then you're not also Posel yourself to go back to your wife when you had relations with the Achos Ishto. So maybe Shmuel was only posketing Rav Yossi on the second part of the statement, on the Aino Posel part, and not on the Posel part. Furthermore, another Terence Inami, alternatively, who says over here that Rav Huna is understanding of the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is correct? Dilma, less of the Rav Huna klal. Maybe Rav Huna is not correct at all. Uchid Rav Amnuna kemifligi, and they were actually arguing about Rav Amnuna. Remember, Rav Amnuna said the Amar Rav Amnuna shomeres yavam shezinsa asur liyavama. According to Rav Amnuna, if you have relations, the yavama has relations so with somebody else, so then she's considered as if she was an Eishes Ish, and she's Asura to the Yavama. But that's only according to Rav. The Rav Amar Hayuki Eishes Ish, Umin Salav is Nus, and therefore it's possible. However, Shmuel Amar ain't okay, Eishes Ish, V'lo Umin Salav is Nus, and therefore she's not actually going to be Psula, because we don't consider the fact that she had relations with somebody else as if she was an Eishes Ish to the Yavam, and therefore she's not Psula to the Yavam. So maybe that's the explanation for why there's no Stira in Shmuel. This is Teretz number 3. Finally, Teretz number 4, Vinami. Kedushin Tosin be Yavama Kamifligi. They're arguing about whether Kedushin can be Tofes on a Yavama or not. That's what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about. The Rav Amar Hariki Sheishas Ish, Velo talks about Kedushin. Rav holds that she's an Ashes Ish. And therefore, if somebody with the Yavam Kedusha, while she's waiting for Yibam, that Kedushin aren't going to be Tofes. Ushmuel Amar, no. Ena ke Ashes Ish. She's not like an Ashes Ish, but Tofsi bo Kedushin. And therefore, she could in fact have Kedushin. So therefore, this is not a stira in Shmuel to Rav Yossi. Gemara says, well, if Ligu Bochad Zimna, but Rav Shmuel already had this machlokis elsewhere, why do we have to have it again over here? So Gemara says, Chod Mikal Chaverti Idmar. They didn't necessarily have it twice. We're explaining this because we know that that's the Shita elsewhere. And therefore, we're using that over here. We're saying it over here that this is where we see that that's the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. It's not that they said it separately. This is the source of that machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. I know that this last part was very complicated. I hope it was said clearly. Chazer it over. B'ezus Hashem. With this, we conclude today's shiur.